Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm always excited to bring authors onto the program to share about their work. And we recognize difference makers. We share their stories to encourage and inspire all of us to make a positive impact in our communities around the world. Today, I'm honored to welcome Ashley Nicole Seals. And Ashley serves as a gifted specialist with Winfield City Schools and has devoted her career to helping children learn, grow, and reach their full potential. Beyond her work as an educator, she's also a mother whose personal experiences inspired her to write her very first children's book, A Friend Like Kip. The story is inspired by her youngest son, Cohen, and was written to help children and adults better understand autism, kindness, empathy, friendship, and inclusion. It reminds us every child has value, every child deserves to be understood, and sometimes all it takes is seeing the world through a different perspective. Ashley, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am very glad to have you, and I do want to say that I appreciate the newly hired superintendent of Winfield City Schools, Adam Andrews, for sharing about your book. Me and Adam have been friends for over 35 years now, and I saw the post, and I reached out to you to ask if you wanted to come on the show, and here we are.
Oh, that's awesome. I had no idea how you heard about it, but it's nice to know that my new superintendent is, you know, has such a wide reach for my book to hopefully be in many classrooms and many homes.
I totally agree. And I have written a children's book myself. It was called Riley's Big Challenge. And I was able to go to several schools this past school year. So I've jumped through the hurdles and tried to share Riley's story with the schools, speaking to students. And so it's something that's very exciting. And if you have a passion for it, you'll be able to really go far with it. And I believe that the message that you're sharing is going to resonate with these young people and adults alike. Let's talk about what led you into education yourself and what that journey has looked like for you, Ashley.
Okay, certainly. So I always knew I wanted to be an educator growing up. The pathway of what type of education I wanted to be in was kind of up in the air until I graduated high school. But it was always between special education teacher or just general education teacher. I ended up going the pathway of general education, and I taught sixth grade math and science at Winfield City Schools for 6 years. And then I switched to be the gifted specialist for the school district for a few years. And at the same time, I also took on the role as the special education director. So right now I'm the special education director, the gifted specialist coordinator for the district, and also the 504 coordinator. And what's so funny is how, you know, I went back and forth between special ed and general ed and went down one path just to end up on the other one that I didn't even choose. But It's interesting to me because it's just funny how life works. You know, because of my personal experience, I need my professional experiences to help at home with my youngest son. So it's very interesting how things work out and how our passions grow and change.
What do you enjoy most with all the hats you're wearing working with students?
I think advocating and trying to bring understanding and perspective is the one thing I feel like good at, and I can see that I'm making a difference in. But I also really enjoy connecting with parents on a more personal level and just, you know, having someone in a school system who truly understands them and how they feel and how their child feels, or, you know, how they feel about their child and what they're going through all the time. I just feel like it really makes a difference, and it helps me stay very passionate about all of my work.
Ashley, when did you first realize that you wanted to write a children's book?
So this began a few years ago when my youngest son, Cohen, he was in preschool. I watched him face challenges in social situations, not because he's not friendly, but because people often misunderstood his behaviors and the way he communicates. And I just remember thinking that I wish there was a children's book that could help his classmates see what I see. And so that idea has stuck with me for the last few years. And originally, I thought I would write one just for him to take with him, you know, each year into his class for his teacher to read. And then I thought, you know what, through my work in special education and my experiences, I realized there's so many children like him or similar with similar, you know, communication or social issues that are overlooked because others notice their differences rather than their heart first. And so I thought, well, I will just do this. And if it's only meant for my child to share, then that's fine. But if it reaches other families and classrooms and helps with inclusion, then that's great too. So I just wanted children to meet a little boy who loves music and dancing and ball and most of all his friends.
Ashley, you mentioned before that children with higher support needs are often misunderstood. What are some of the misunderstandings that you've personally witnessed yourself?
So personally, with my own child, he loves people. His face just lights up anytime he meets anyone or sees anyone he's familiar with. He loves them, but he also almost aggressively loves them. And so he could seem like, you know, he is a little overbearing, or he could be conceived as being too rough with them, but really he's just trying. That's how he loves. And so that's one way. And then also like impulse control for him, you know, this is kind of in the book a little bit, but he may be playing with something and he is having the best time. And then impulsively, he does something totally different than how they were playing. And every other child is really confused about why would you ruin the game, or why would you stop doing what we were doing that we were all having so much fun. But in his eyes, he's still having fun. He's just, you know, thought, oh, this seems like it would be neat. Let's do this. And then we do it. And then the biggest issue I see, or misconception I see, is communication. Oftentimes with children like Cohen and Kip in the book, communication comes in many forms, gestures and smiles and facial expressions rather than words, but behaviors are often misconstrued to be a behavior rather than communication. And that is the one misconception I see most often.
And Ashley, as both a mother and an educator, you've experienced autism from two very different perspectives. How has each role strengthened the other for you?
Oh, in so many ways. I can relate. It's funny. I can relate, I feel like, to almost everyone in the school system and the parents, the community members outside of the school system who is dealing with autism in their everyday lives. So I, you know, taught children with autism in sixth grade, and I also taught children with autism third through fifth grade who were also gifted. My husband is actually a special education teacher, so I hear his perspective of that role. I understand the gen ed, I understand special ed teachers, I feel, and then I understand the parents. And having all of those different perspectives help me understand how each of those parties are feeling, but it also helps me, I feel, keep the child the center of the discussion, and really truly advocate for the child and what is best for that little human being that just needs support from everyone around them.
And let's talk about the children for just a minute. What message did you most want children to take away after reading A Friend Like Kip?
I believe that I just want them to understand that friendship can come in many forms. And, you know, if one child chooses kindness, or one class becomes more welcoming, or one family feels more seen because of the story, then it's all worth it. And every child deserves to be understood before they're judged. And, you know, kindness and friendship and communication comes in many different forms. And it doesn't mean that one form is wrong or, you know, deserves to be overlooked. But I would like for all children to really, truly try to start understanding that being different is okay, and being friends with someone who is different is okay. It may take a little more patience, but it really will warm your heart and, you know, give you so many positive things to take with you in your life.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Ashley Nicole Seals. She is gifted specialist and special needs teacher with Winfield City Schools and author of A Friend Like Kip. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the writing process, why representation matters, and how one family's story can help children everywhere better understand what friendship truly looks like. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. My special guest today is Ashley Nicole Seals. She is author of A Friend Like Kip and works in Winfield City Schools. It's a children's book inspired by her son, Cohen, and written to encourage kindness, inclusion, empathy, and understanding. Ashley, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So writing a book sounds simple until you actually do it. Walk us through the process from idea to publication.
So ideas have been flowing for a few years. My child in particular, who I wanted to base the character off of, has so many traits that are typically autistic, but also typically non-autistic. And so I, you know, had to pick and choose what traits I wanted to show. I was laughing the other day with one of my teachers in special ed that my children's book started out being over 50 pages long, and I had to figure out how to narrow it down because no one's going to read a 50-page children's book. But it really just started out as a simple idea of how can I express what I want to express without, you know, naming autism on every page? How can I show the differences of what being a friend with someone who has autism may look like, but also not mention the diagnosis anywhere in the book? So that was the hardest part. And then narrowing it down was also difficult. But once that happened, you know, it all kind of came together. It's very nerve-wracking, as I know you probably know.
I do.
But, and to put yourself out there, especially, that was probably the hardest part. But I have great support with my husband and my family and friends. And I had a few people, of course, read. I had to write a few different samples and, you know, try again or edit or, you know, just change up some wording or change up some of the pictures or what words went on what pages. But, you know, if someone's passionate about something and they have a great message to get out there, I truly feel like anyone could do this. It takes some hard work and patience and a passion, but it is something I feel like anyone could do.
Ashley, what was it like the very first time you opened the finished book?
Oh, man. It was so exciting. When it came in, I, you know, of course, ripped the package open. And it was so funny. My husband was sitting there and Cohen was actually standing there. And when I opened it, the little boy, Kip, is also made to look like my son. So that was the goal. So when I opened it, we asked him, you know, who is that on the cover? And he actually pointed to himself and started smiling. So that made it actually, you know, even better than it coming in and knowing that I had accomplished what I'd set out to. But the fact that he understood that this was him, this was a book representing him, that just made it worthwhile. But it's an amazing feeling, and you know, just to see anyone who gets to see work come to fruition, it's an awesome feeling.
Ashley, if a parent has recently learned their child has autism, lives with autism, and they're feeling overwhelmed, what encouragement would you offer them?
So I would say that, you know, it's okay to have all of the feelings that you want to have about it. It's almost like there is a almost like a grief type period of sorts for what you had envisioned for your child. And if that future may have to shift or change pathways. But also, once you get over that biggest barrier of grief. Now, I'm not going to say it always goes away because it comes in waves, but once you get over that initial, you know, process and you truly start accepting it, you will find the most joy out of the smallest of things than you could have ever imagined. You know, things that you overlook with anything else or any other child, you celebrate all of the little things, and that can make life so fun and so exciting when you're noticing, you know, if you ask your child to throw away their trash and they do it without more than one prompt and you're celebrating it, you know, you can celebrate all day long. So it is hard. It's a hard pathway. I will not ever sugarcoat it. But there's a lot of joy and a lot of happiness that comes into it, too.
Let's talk to parents who don't have a child living with autism. Why is it important that they read books like A Friend Like Kip, Ashley?
Just understanding and inclusion, you know, to be able to have those conversations with their child, their own children, when they come home from school and they talk about a child maybe in their class and they're confused or upset or wondering, you know, why they don't communicate or wondering why they won't look at them or why they won't play ball the right way. To be able to better explain to their child why that is and that's not necessarily a bad thing, and maybe even help their child, you know, learn some ways that they can be friends with a little boy like Kip or Cohen. So I just think understanding and truly accepting these children and people, you know, they're human beings first, they're friends first, they're children first. The autism comes, that's secondary to what they truly are. And, you know, they work really hard. These children work really hard to try to fit in, you would say, to a typical classroom or typical social interactions. And, you know, sometimes I would like to encourage other children or adults to flip that a little bit. And maybe we need to start learning how to fit into their world a little bit more.
Ashley, from your perspective, how can schools continue creating environments where every child feels like they belong?
I think that, for example, in my school, we have very direct conversations with different perspectives, and, you know, we have a lot of professional development with, for example, sensory input and output. Our Jenna teachers went through a training with me last year where just to get a glimmer of how a child in their classroom may feel when they're being overwhelmed with their sensory, with the sensory situations, I had fans blowing on their faces and they had marbles in their shoes and they had oven mitts on their hands. I had two different songs blaring and different smells going on in the room, and heightened all of the senses, and then asked them to write a paragraph with all of these things going on. And then, you know, they had to, in the middle of writing their paragraph, I transitioned on them and made them change places, you know, change seats with someone, get up and walk, and then they had to go start it again. And then they played, you know, charades, but with simple sentences that a child may be trying to communicate, but they weren't allowed to use anything but gestures to, you know, have their peers figure out what it is that they wanted and see how frustrating that could be. So just participating in things like that and keeping an open mind and trying to have perspective is truly the best way to be inclusive. You know, a lot of times, like I said earlier, behaviors are the biggest issue with this, and trying to take a step back and figure out why is the behavior happening first and foremost will almost always solve every problem and help with inclusion.
You posted on June the 25th, and we're coming up getting close to 2 weeks since you did post about your new book. What has been the response since announcing the book so far, Ashley?
It has been overwhelming. I am honestly just so humbled by the response. Families, teachers, therapists, friends, so many people just from my community and very closely surrounding communities have embraced A Friend Like Kip and have purchased it and have shared it and commented. And I am, you know, I've reached close to 100 orders already. But my hope is simply that the book finds its way into homes and classrooms where it can help children better understand one another. And as long as that is happening, then that was the goal. I honestly can't thank my community enough for the support that they have shown. You know, I get posts every day that you not only that they've ordered the book, but that it's arrived at their house and they are taking pictures of it with their children. And I'm blown away, honestly.
Talk a little bit about using the book as a classroom resource, maybe your goals for it to be in schools, please.
Oh, yes. That is the goal. I would encourage, especially if, like at our school, most of our classrooms have at least one child on the spectrum in their classroom, or, you know, coming into their classroom for parts of the day, or at PE with them, or their specials like music or technology with them. And so they're around these children every single day. All of the children are, you know, included. And so to be able to understand your peers who may act differently or communicate differently, think differently than you, you know, that helps everyone. So that's my goal, is for it to be in schools and at home in classrooms and counselors' offices, in the school library, wherever it needs to be, and to be shared with the students. I couldn't make it 50 pages long, but you could read it, and then that can spark some discussions with your children in your classrooms. You know, you can ask them if they've ever had a friend who did things different, and you know, or if they're confused about any behaviors that they've seen, or just according to the age, how you can prompt their questions. But I feel like this book can definitely spark that discussion, and it can spark the discussion of having a friend who is a little bit different. You can either bring up autism, or, you know, technically I never mention autism within the book. Because, yes, the child has traits of autism in the book, but and it's never mentioned. So you don't even have to put a label on the children. You can just talk about differences and how to handle it, or what you should do in certain situations, or why that child may do that.
Very nice. And for any administrators, teachers, librarians, even parents who homeschool or other organizations that might like to connect with you to bring this to where they are, how can they do that, Ashley?
They could message me on any of the social media platforms. They, you know, Facebook, Instagram. I do have a TikTok, but it's not very active. And then they could also reach out to me via email. I have a few different email, you know, they can email me through my school email, which is public knowledge, or they could reach out and I could share with them my personal email that I would use for this book. And they can, you know, I'm willing to answer any type of question, whether it's about the book or just about, you know, being a parent in general of a child with autism, or being a parent of siblings of a child with autism, or even, you know, in the special ed director world, in the gifted world, and all the different worlds, gen ed teacher world. I'm willing to, you know, support in any way I can, whether we talk about the book or not. My book is on Amazon. If you search A Friend Like Kip, it should be the first one that pops up in Amazon. That's the only place it is right now. I thought I was starting out small, but it's bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Ashley, I want to thank you for sharing not only your book, but your heart for these young people. And A Friend Like Kip is about much more than autism, as you said, and we have to think about placing ourselves in the shoes of others so that we can be more understanding, more empathetic, and we can be more accepting. And it's about seeing people for who they truly are instead of focusing on what makes them different. It's about teaching children compassion, empathy, friendship, and the simple truth that everyone deserves to belong. And I congratulate you on publishing your first children's book. And I have a feeling this probably won't be your last. And I hope it opens up many hearts and many conversations in homes and classrooms across our country.
Yes, sir. I have a few ideas bouncing around for my next project, but I truly appreciate you reaching out to me to be able to share this story. And I feel like this is a stepping stone to get at least the conversation going in classrooms and homes.
Children's book author Ashley Nicole Seals, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.